The U.S. intelligence community has concluded that a foreign country was not responsible for the so-called Havana Syndrome cases involving U.S. officials working overseas. Now, this finding comes as a disappointment to U.S. diplomats and intelligence officials who believe they suffered attacks and are still dealing with serious ailments. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie has been following this closely. He's here now. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So, Havana Syndrome, named that because cases were first reported in Cuba back in 2016. Does the intelligence community now believe they know what happened?
Well, not exactly. I think it would be more precise to say the intelligence community is pretty sure of what didn't happen in Cuba and several other countries. This report is the work of seven different U.S. intelligence agencies, and they're pretty sure that no foreign adversary like Cuba, Russia, China is responsible. Five of these seven agencies said it was highly unlikely that a foreign country was to blame. One said it was unlikely, and one didn't take a position. Now, the report goes on to say that there's no credible evidence that a foreign adversary even has a weapon that could have inflicted this kind of harm.
This goes against what many people suspected, including a lot of intelligence officers and diplomats I have interviewed who suffered from something and suffer ailments now. How are they responding?
Well, they're very disappointed, as you may expect. They remain convinced they suffered an attack. They've speculated it was possibly some kind of energy weapon, maybe a microwave device, but they acknowledge they don't have proof. Many recall the exact moment when they suffered a sharp, piercing pain in their head, which caused them to be dizzy or nauseous or suffer migraine headaches. They say they'd never had these problems before, and now they've had them for years. I've been in contact with two of them who didn't want to speak on the record, but I spoke with attorney Mark Zaid. He's representing more than two dozen clients and says he has had access to some of the classified information.
I can at least say the U.S. government has a lot more information than what it is publicly revealing today. And that is where a lot of the unanswered questions arise from.
So I'll note that two intelligence officials briefed a small number of journalists on this report, but they didn't share the contents of the actual report itself because that's still classified.
Yeah. And so in a way, it remains as much of a mystery as it ever was. I mean, if it wasn't a foreign government, if no electronic weapon was used, then what caused these injuries?
Well, the intelligence officials said the individual cases vary, but collectively they were probably pre-existing medical conditions, conventional illnesses, or environmental factors. The intelligence officials say they didn't find what they were looking for, that a foreign adversary was behind this, but they did learn a lot of things they weren't looking for. For example, a faulty air conditioning system or a heating system can cause changes to room pressure, and this could cause headaches. And so as they were investigating, they came across things like weapons dealers and drug dealers near the scene. But again, nothing that linked anybody to the ailments that these U.S. officials suffered.
Still so many questions and not a lot of answers. NPR's Greg Myrie, thank you.
My pleasure.